This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong,
Arvini Braj.
It's Thursday, the 3rd of June, 2021, 12:06, just after. A whole bunch of stuff lined up for you today. Some interesting stories, starting with
EU's vaccine passports.
And then we'll be moving on to
eBulia and how Shopee Pay has given way more incentives as well.
And then what is worrying Malaysians the most? That comes from a survey done by Ipsos. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, as usual, 018-789-8899 if you want to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. Whole bunch of stuff to get through, so let's get started. Arv.
Yeah, so this comes from the MIT Technology Review, and it's kind of a glimpse into how things might operate for the foreseeable future if these vaccine passports go into full effect globally or internationally. So the European Union's digital vaccine passport system went live in 7 countries yesterday, ahead of a full launch of 27 member states on July 1st. So the document is called a Digital Green Certificate, which shows whether someone has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or recovered from the virus or tested negative within the last 72 hours. Travelers who can prove that they fit one of these 3 criteria are not required to be tested or go into quarantine. So, which means that the certificate is now being accepted in Bulgaria, Croatia, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, Greece, and Poland. This is how it works. So the certificate comes in the form of a QR code, which can be stored on a cell phone or it can be printed out on paper. So there are 2 forms. So you don't have to have a smartphone or any kind of a digital device to show them the QR code. The data is not retained anywhere, they say, afterwards for security and privacy reasons. And they break down why it matters. They say that it's important because the EU could help lead the way for post-pandemic global travel. The bloc is in talks with the US about how to check the vaccination status of American visitors this summer. And this will probably concern ethicists and data privacy experts who worry that vaccine passports can be used to create more inequity. So that's a huge, like, sort of like, there's that whole dissonance about which vaccines are right, which vaccines work or don't, quote unquote, work or don't work, which are acceptable in certain countries and certain nations, right? In any case, it's unlikely that vaccine passports will become common for travel inside the US, mainly because several states, including Alabama, Arizona, Florida, and Georgia, have banned them outright. New York's Excelsior Pass, which is an amazing name, by the way, which is the first government-issued vaccine passport, has been downloaded more than 1 million times, but that represents just a small proportion of the 9 million people who've been vaccinated, and the vast majority of businesses are not even using the Excelsior Pass yet. And then there's Israel, who were on one of the first countries to roll out a vaccine passport. Its Green Pass was designed to allow access to restaurants and sporting events for those who could prove that they were vaccinated. But then even there, after their vaccination program decreased infection numbers to double digits, they scrapped the pass altogether, and it moves to open up fully for everyone, the country, I mean. The couple of other details. So on the Europa.eu website itself, they sort of break down how citizens can get the certificate. So they say that the national authorities are in charge of issuing the certificate. It could, for example, be issued by test centers or health authorities or directly via an e-health portal that they have. The digital version, as mentioned, can be stored on mobile or can be printed out. And the QR code contains essential information as well as a digital signature to make sure that the certificate is authentic. So you cannot sort of like replicate it. And that's that I think is like the biggest question, right? You can't just like print one at home if you know how to work Photoshop or whatever. A couple of other questions they ask: will citizens who are not yet vaccinated be able to travel to another EU country? And they say yes. The EU digital COVID certificate should facilitate free movement inside the EU. It will not be a precondition to free movement, which is a fundamental right in the EU, which is kind of confusing. I'm not exactly sure what that means, because it says that if they are not vaccinated, then they are still free to travel as long as they get the certificate. So I guess even like if they test negative or they've cured from COVID-19, they still get the certificate to travel.
That's right. Yeah, that's what it seems to be, yeah. So once you're within the EU bloc and you have that certificate, you can travel within that EU bloc freely.
Okay, interesting. And then there's this other thing which they ask, you know, does it matter which vaccine citizens receive? So I think this is where the inequity comes up.
And I think that's something we can talk about in just a few minutes as well, because it's not just the EU that are determining which vaccines they are accepting to be part of this discussion. There's also, of course, China, who fairly recently, in March, of course, set their own potential set of rules about travel within and into China. But more on that in a couple of minutes. Let's have a short break and we can discuss that further after some music. Joni Mitchell up first with Help Me here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Yavraj.
Had a bit of a discussion today. So far, we're kicking off with the news about vaccine passports in the EU, which came into effect in some countries yesterday before a general rollout, I believe, a little bit later on this year, including the whole of the bloc to include these particular vaccine passports.
Mm-hmm. 27 member states.
There's quite a bit of discussion to have around this, right?
Yep.
I mean, and there's kind of a lot of impact to travellers, of course, going into and out of the EU. Not that we're going to be travelling anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that we need to be cognizant of. But these rules that seem to have come into place about the vaccines that the EU are seeing as being approved to allow you to travel in to the EU.
Yeah.
It's a fairly small list.
Mm-hmm.
It is a small list. So just looking at their own site, you know, they say that vaccination certificates will be issued to a vaccinated person for any COVID-19 vaccine. When it comes to waiving free movement restrictions, member states will have to accept vaccination certificates for vaccines which receive EU marketing authorization.
Mm.
So what it basically means is that it's okay for any person with any of the vaccines, but the vaccines have to be on their list.
Right.
Right. So just looking at the distribution of vaccines within the EU, it says that up to 4.4 billion doses, just running through some of the names. So Pfizer, of course, it has been approved. Number of doses, 2.4 billion. Moderna has 460 million doses approved. CureVac is development ongoing. That's its status, 405 million. AstraZeneca approved. Johnson & Johnson approved. And then Sanofi GSK is development ongoing. So those are the only vaccines available on their list. Famously missing Sinovac, which is heavily used in a lot of countries, including here.
Yeah, and of course in China.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of leads us onto this other piece of news that we dug around a little bit, of course, and you may have read it back in March, where China has said back then that they were only to allow foreign visitors who have had a Chinese-made vaccine.
Mm, mm, mm.
So you've got this to-ing and fro-ing of, like, people stuck in the middle. If you want to go to China, you have to have a Chinese-made vaccine. If you want to go to Europe, at the moment, you have to have one of these vaccines that have been approved.
One of the big four.
One of the big four, yeah. Mm. Now, that's not to say that Sinovac will not be approved in the EU. It's just that it's not on that list of approved vaccines just yet.
Yep.
But then again, how long does it take for a vaccine to be approved as part of their, what is it they call it? The marketing authorization, conditional marketing authorization.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that negotiation is going to be happening over in the EU, you know?
And I also don't really understand why we're picking and choosing in the first place.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is coming from a place of naivety or, you know, ignorance, but surely, in my head, the list should just be, hey, you got a vaccine?
Well
Any
done.
Vaccine?
Here's your
well
certificate.
Done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good times. You know, you can go wherever you want.
Yeah.
So the fact that this is, it seems to be, well, for the time being, there seems to be this geographic bias when it comes to which vaccines are allowed where.
Mm.
I don't know why. Like, just why?
Yeah,
I don't think it's helpful for anyone, you know?
It's just politics and money, though, right?
Yeah.
That's all it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it concerns me, obviously, because, you know, as we've been saying here on the show and across BFM, the best vaccine is the one that you can get right now.
Yes.
You know, and it, whatever it is, getting that one in your arm is good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, I want to be able to travel home at some point to see my mum and, you know, and the rest of my family. I can't do that if I happen to have the Sinovac vaccine. You know,
or one that's not approved.
Or one that's not approved.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know how it it's going to work. You know, if it, but I think what they're traveling, what they're talking about is, I think it affects mainly the quarantine process first, right? So if you can prove that you've had one of the vaccines that appear on that list, then you no longer have to go through the two-week quarantine process.
Right.
And you can step directly through airport security, get in the cab, go to where you're going, right? Mm-hmm. And I think this is how it's going to work. If you have a vaccine that's not on that certified list, then you got to quarantine for 2 weeks.
So it's like a fast lane.
I hope that's the case.
I'm hoping that's the case,
I would
too.
Like there to be more clarification on whether or not that is the case.
Right.
And so, yeah, go on.
No, that was it. Carry on.
No, a couple of days ago, the World Health Organization, WHO, they sort of like authorized and sanctioned Sinovac. So a lot of people are saying that that could be a huge step forward because that finally happened and that could give them like a green light in many other places where they are not accepted yet. Mm. But similarly, I spoke to an expert in the field, Ur Altundal, a couple of months ago, and he spoke about this whole issue basically saying that this will create like a vaccine hierarchy. Some places will put vaccines on top, some vaccines will have like a sort of quote-unquote elitist status, and then like other vaccines that are seen as like not as good as some of the other ones. And it's difficult to convince people that the best vaccine is the one you have when you have these hierarchies going around and like travel restrictions and blocking people from going places and making them feel that they might not have an adequate vaccine if this is in power, right? If this thing is like solidified.
Yeah. I mean, but it's already happening, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's kind of done on social media right now in that kind of tongue-in-cheek, jokey kind of way, as most things start off with. Oh, which vaccine did you get? Oh, I got Pfizer, man. AstraZeneca, whatever. And that's how it started as a bit of a joke. But you know that behind that joke, there's a little bit of truth.
There's a bit of truth,
you know, and there's that vaccine jealousy of which one did you get? Which one did you get? You know, there is a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And I think at some point that is going to escalate. And we were just talking, you know, outside of the office about that. And it is really, I don't know, it really makes me worry about what's going to happen in the future, you know, and like the idea of, oh, well, you didn't get our vaccine, therefore you can't come into our country, you know, is something that really, really frightens me, you know. And that it reminds me of, like, the Cold War, you know, of, like, you know, Berlin being divided by a wall almost.
Yeah,
you
know? Invisible walls.
Yeah, an invisible wall.
Yeah.
That's what scares me.
Just to make things clear, like, in the studio, we're still saying...
Get a vaccine.
The best vaccine is the one that you have or the one that's being offered to you.
Yeah, because you can't travel anywhere yet. And the chances are that it's likely that Sinovac will become on that list of conditional marketing authorized vaccines for the EU. Mm-hmm. By the time all of this is rolled out, fingers crossed anyway, but I think the kind of fast lane way of doing things is perhaps, in my mind, it makes sense. But then again,
who knows?
Who knows what makes sense to us and to other people, right?
Yeah.
Let's take a break, shall we?
Sure.
Let's have a bit of music from Van Halen. Let's have some Panama. Let's have some hair metal. And then when we come back, we're going to be chatting a little bit about the update from Bursa at break. Hopefully Arvin's got some good news about that. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Enterprise Biz Bytes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.